a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok. Welcome back to the podcast, you guys. This episode is for the person that is tuning in who either has a business that relies heavily on one-on-one coaching and they don't feel like that's a vibe, or the person that's growing their business and they're like, how the hell do I do this without relying on one-on-one coaching? So if you're in either of those camps, I want you to continue to stay tuned because I'm going to walk you through how I have scaled my business to multiple six figures without relying on one-on-one coaching. And by not relying on one-on-one coaching, what I mean is like one-on-one coaching makes up a tiny fraction of my income right now. And there have been years where I have made multiple six figures and I haven't taken on a single one-on-one client for like a period of 12 months. So I've been through it all and I really, really fucking want to share this because there is this crazy narrative that you have to book out one-on-one coaching, that you have to first build it out, that you have to coach one-on-one. Like, that's the pillar of success. Like, you're not allowed to create a course until you have coached one-on-one because somehow you're not qualified. Like, what the F? Like, I have so much to say on this and I completely disagree. I completely disagree with this. And I've never fucking agreed with this. And this is why I've never followed the quote unquote rules. I've never relied on one-on-one coaching to grow my business. Never. Not from day zero, not from year one, year two, year three, like never. And I just think there is not enough people that will tell you that you don't need to either. Because honestly, the easiest thing for a coach to do is to tell you book out one-on-one. Book out one-on-one, boom, you're good to go. And I see this advice all the time. I have clients coming to me with this like paradigm, this belief system all the time where they're like, well, I first need to book out my one-on-one and then we can think about a course. And I just really want you to know that's not true. Now, obviously, the caveat here is that like, if you want to do one-on-one, if you want to book out one-on-one, if that feels like a vibe for you, fuck yeah. Like, that's okay. This isn't about demonizing one-on-one. This is about just showing you and you knowing there are multiple ways. And like, there isn't one way that is better than another. And I have clients, like I have a one-on-one client right now who is absolutely fucking killing it with her one-on-one. And that's all she does. Like, she just does one-on-one. She loves one-on-one. She actually believes that her one-on-one for her niche gets her clients the best results. And that's incredible. That's great. You know, and I'm not here trying to convince her to get out of one-on-one. Like, that's not the vibe. The point is there are certain people, there are other clients that will come in and they think that they just have to do one-on-one because that's what they've been told. And there is like so many narratives that you'll hear that tell you like you first need to book out your one-on-one and then you can do other stuff. And the whole idea that like you're not qualified enough somehow without doing hours and hours and hours of one-on-one coaching is freaking ridiculous because the whole reason why you are starting out coaching, the entire reason why you are starting out in your particular niche is because you already have a level of expertise in it. Like whatever niche you are in, whatever niche you've started out with, there is a reason why you've picked this. I mean, I'm not going to pick a sewing niche when I have no fucking idea how to stitch a button. Like, obviously, I'm not going to do that. And I know none of you guys are doing that. You're picking a niche that you're like, well, this is something I actually have life experience in, expertise in, possibly qualifications in, whatever it is. And because that's the case, can you just like for a second even tell me how it would make sense that you'd have to do one-on-one without like, and you can't do a course because somehow you're only qualified to teach it in a one-on-one format? Like your knowledge is invalid if it's been transmitted via a course? Like what the F? Like no, absolutely not. And so I just really want you to let go of that story. If that's a story that you've held on to because you've heard someone say that, please let it go because I promise you it doesn't serve you and I promise you it's not true. And the thing is, I know why people say this. I get it. I can see the other side. I can see how one-on-one really does help you to become very confident in coaching people. It does help you to really understand your ideal client. It does really help you to get acquainted with people's like problems and desires and all the things because you're working very intimately with people. And I get that. And like, there are so many benefits to doing one-on-one coaching. So I'm not just like shitting on it entirely and saying, don't do it at all. It's stupid. It's not. There's totally benefits, but it's not so beneficial that it would completely wipe out the possibility that you could also do it via a course in the early stages of your journey. Does that make sense? And same thing with like, you know, the reason, here's some truth. The reason why most coaches will really get their clients to book out their one-on-one is because it's easy money. It's quick wins. It's like the easiest, usually the easiest way to like a first high cash month. And if a client comes to you and you're a coach and that's what they really desire, they're like, I just need to make money super, super fast. Then yeah, that's literally what they may need to be doing. They may need to be booking out their one-on-one. And obviously they're open to that. And so sometimes a coach will get stuck in this, like a client's like, I just want to make quick money. So they're like, okay, quick, book out your one-on-one because they know that's how they're going to make money very fast. Because that's usually your highest ticket offer. It's usually a place where like you only need to sign a few clients and you're kind of on the track for a high cash month. And that's great. But the thing is for me, I've never really needed to create quick cash in my business. I've never really been in the game where I'm like, must create quick cash. There's definitely been months where I'm like, man, it would be good if it was a high cash month, but I've never played in this short-term energy of quick, 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 book out this thing so I can create money. It's always been, how can I build a business for the long term? How can I do this for the long course? And one of the things that's been important to me is time freedom from day dot. And so time freedom being an important thing was like, well, I don't want to be on calls all day long with one-on-one clients. And what I saw around me and my early coaches, what they were kind of advising is, well, you know, like just make sure you have like 4 to 5 kind of hours of calls a day, a few days a week. And that's going to mean you're booked out. Like, what does it look like to you? And, you know, they're like, well, 3 days a week of 5 calls a day, that's booked out. And I'm like, holy crap, that is like a lot of time being on calls. That is a lot. And I was like, am I starting a business for that? Like, am I going to leave a legal career so I can just be like trapped in another paradigm of like calls, 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 calls? Like, no, if I'm going to build this business, I'm going to build it exactly how I want to build it. And I'm going to work for that long term. And so a part of like me not relying on one-on-one is literally the fact that I didn't want to. I just didn't want to build a business that relies on one-on-one. And I mean, there was like many other things like I still do. I have young kids. And so in this season of my life, it just doesn't feel like a vibe to be on calls all day long. Like I want more flexibility in my schedule. I want more time freedom, and calls don't give you flexibility because you have to be in a certain spot with like not crazy background noise at certain times of the day. Versus if I'm creating content, I can be anywhere. My kids could be running around like playing and I could be creating content. It doesn't matter. So I wanted to free up my time in that kind of sense. And I just always felt like I don't want the pressure of needing to sign one-on-one clients. Like I want to have a business that builds recurring revenue without needing one-on-one clients because one-on-one clients take up a lot of energy. Like they take up a lot of energy and that's great. And like the small group of one-on-one clients that I work with now, like, brings me, honestly, the greatest joy. Like, I get so much out of our conversations. I adore going into Voxer to speak to them. I look forward to the calls that we have on the calendar like it's fucking Christmas. I absolutely love it. But I wouldn't be loving it if I had 20 of them. I wouldn't be loving it if I had 10 of them and I was drained and exhausted. And so I had to really understand, where's my energy? What feels good to me? What's aligned to how I like to operate? And like, if I am going to have a one-on-one package that's incredible, how do I make it incredible? And one of the ways is I'm not going to be fucking booked out. And I'm going to redefine what booked out means to me, which to me, it's only a few clients at a time, like 2 to 3 clients, high level one-on-one clients at a time. That's kind of my max. And I've been doing that for the last year, and I've noticed how much I can give in those containers, how good they feel, how expansive they feel, and how I just show up better for those clients when I'm not like overwhelmed with like, oh my God, I have so many Voxer messages to reply to from all of my 57 clients and now I hate my life. Like, no, I go into Voxer and I'm freaking pumped to talk to them. And I take my time and I don't rush the responses and we go back and forth and it's just like better for everyone. So that's a part of it. That was like a big part of it. Now, like, how I've actually been able to do this and how I've been able to sustain a scaling business that doesn't rely on one-on-one and that scales and grows every single year substantially, like 2x to 3x my business every year, essentially, which is epic, and without one-on-one. And the way that I've been able to do this is by building out non-one-on-one offers. And the main offers that I focus on scaling in my business is my courses, is my programs. And I started doing this very early on. So I created my first program, literally like the second I signed on 2 one-on-one clients, I was like out there creating a program. I like did not fuck around. I was just like, yeah. And I think what really helped at the time is that I wasn't so ingrained with this belief that I had to do one-on-one. Like, I heard people saying that to me and there was coaches that were like, you should be focusing on one-on-one. But the belief wasn't so ingrained that I didn't think I could do it any other way. And because of that, I was able to just like jump straight into courses. And I never had a story that I had to run my courses live either. Like, I know so many people these days run courses live. And by saying that, you may think that they have to be live, but I never believed that. That was just never a thing that I thought to be true. And because I didn't think it was true, I didn't like follow that. I didn't do that. And so every course that I built out up until end of last year was always pre-recorded. It was like a traditional course in Kajabi that you purchase and that's it. And I mean, I still do that now and it gets to work. And like, that should really show you the power of belief. Because if you believe the only way something works is way X, you're going to like always reorient yourself to that. You're always going to think you need to do that in order to be successful. And so the first thing to clear up is beliefs. Strategically, the thing that you need to shift if you don't want to rely on one-on-one coaching is you need to have a product suite of offers that like supplement what you're doing in one-on-one. And for me, the importance of that was really a product suite, not just one single offer, although that's how you can absolutely start. But I focused on a product suite of offers that could sustain me in all the seasons, in all the different periods throughout a year, throughout many years, and they would always be the supplementary to one-on-one. So for example, my signature program, Empower Sales Academy, which is a course, that is like the bread and butter of my business and where most people start in my world. And sometimes they dip their toes in like some of my kind of shorter courses, but that's kind of where everyone goes who is looking to scale a six-figure business and really create a lot of ease in their business. Because what I did with that program is I took everything that I would walk my one-on-one clients through, that I walked myself through, and I put it in that program. And I didn't just do it once. I've literally gone back and refined that program so many times over the last couple of years. Like, I'm constantly putting new things in there. I'm constantly refreshing it, keeping it up to date. And every time I like learn something new and I'm like, oh, this is a strategy that's working good or better, that goes in there. And so I've been able to keep that program fresh and super relevant. And that's a program that most people in my world like are in and have come from and that like they go into. And that's a very, very chunky program. Like, that could be 8 programs in one. If I was creating that from scratch, I would literally create 8 separate programs. There's 8 modules. Each module is essentially a program in of itself. And it is just like insane valuable. Like, for the price that it's at, it's kind of crazy, because if I was selling it separately, it would literally be like, I don't know, 3-4 times more than what it is now. But it works so well because it is like, here's a starting point. This is a starting point for when you want to go to 6 figures. You want to do it with ease. You want to build out all of the solid foundations, and you want to have a place to come back to over and over and over again for how you're going to do this. And then on top of Empower Sales Academy, I have a whole range of like mid-tier courses that are on specific topics. And those topics are not covered in Empower Sales Academy because they're like topics in of themselves. And some of them go beyond like what's in Empower Sales Academy in terms of like, they're not just for the 6-figure business. They're like for when you want to scale and grow beyond, and when you want to work on different things and very like niche things as well. For example, there's the content program, Wildfire Content. There is Magnetic Messaging Portal for like high ticket empowered client messaging. There's a Money Frequency for doing the money mindset work. There is 5-figure DMs for like specifically selling to high ticket empowered clients inside the DMs. So there is a range of programs that fall outside of Empower Sales Academy. And this has created an incredibly diverse product suite for me that allows me to always have something on sale, always be selling multiple things, and have all of those things stacking revenue for me ahead of time without me needing to constantly sign new one-on-one clients. And then, like, my high ticket offer that's kind of replaced one-on-one is my mastermind. So I moved away from just full-blown one-on-one and into the mastermind model. And that was really where like my income was able to be shifted away from needing a ton of people, and I could do one-to-many. And even in the last year, I've like scaled back the mastermind to being my source of revenue. Like, even the mastermind is not my main source of revenue. My main source of revenue is my programs. And that is exactly what I want, because that is scalability. That is time freedom. Me not relying on any type of one-on-one access, including mastermind access, feels like a freaking vibe. And so this is really like what I focused on. And focusing on this like is a long game, because you're not going to just wake up and go, okay, no more one-on-one clients, and now I'm doing courses only, because you'll probably experience a revenue dip. It's actually the long game to switch up from one-on-one to courses. And I have been playing this long game for a couple of years now, more than a couple of years. But I've always had in mind that eventually one-on-one and mastermind will be phased out or be very minuscule part of my business. I mean, at this stage, I don't see them being phased out, because I really enjoy the touch points and I really enjoy the intimacy, but I don't rely on them. And because I don't rely on them, I feel like I can sell them with such clean energy. I'm really like great at saying no to people that apply and are not a good fit, which happens more than like you'd be surprised. And I'm great at showing up in those containers, because it feels like literally like these are the people that I want to do life with. Like, this makes me so excited to be in here speaking to these people daily. And so that creates a very clean energy for me. That creates a very, very like energy of joy and excitement. And that just fuels other areas of my business. It fuels how I show up in other areas because I'm not getting off a mastermind call being like, well, fuck my life. I'm getting off a mastermind call being like, damn, this is amazing. And now I'm excited to sell my other stuff. So it all really feeds into each other. But these are the things that I have focused on. And I will add this, the big thing that has been very important to me being able to scale the mid layer of my product suite, which, and by the way, if you're not sure what a product suite is and how it works and how you can structure a product suite, this is exactly like what I cover module 2 inside Empower Sales Academy. Just like we go deep in there, and this is a work that even like my one-on-one clients and my mastermind clients come back to all the time, where because a product suite is something that you continue to do. It's not like, oh, I've done this once and we're good. Like, we're continually refining the product suite, changing up the product suite. It is like your evolutionary work because it changes depending on every season of your business, how you want it to look, your beliefs and all the things. But essentially, one of the big things that is really important and that has been important for me in order to be able to rely on that mid layer of my product suite, aka my courses, my passive programs, is building a brand, visibility, more eyeballs. This has been huge because what is really easy to do is to sell the high ticket packages to small audiences. That's really easy and it works really well. And this is why a lot of people start there and it's great. What takes more intentionality is when you are selling to a larger audience and you literally need way more people. So you're selling for numbers versus for like very individual needs. And so that, the big part of that for me has very much been focus on brand because my brand carries me. Having the brand carries me through all those stages of really like that marketing level where the brand kind of sells for me and really the focus on visibility because the visibility is what drives the mid-ticket sales for me more than anything else. So those are the big things. I hope this was something that one, gives you clarity and two, really shows you that if you've been playing in this like fear of like, oh my God, I need to just like first do everything for my one-on-one before I can move on, just know that it's not true. And you don't have to do anything with one-on-one if you don't want to. You get to build a business on your own terms. There are no fucking rules. You literally can do this however you want. And if you do want to be building a business that doesn't rely on one-on-one, my best advice would be to have a product suite. And you know, that might not fit for everyone, but that has been the most freeing thing for me, the best decision that I've made for my business. And the thing that I really think is what's moved me forward to being able to scale so fast, because there are multiple things that are always available to sell, for people to buy, that keep everything fresh. And the brand aspect underlying all of it is what really like fuels the movement and keeps everything going. So that's it from me this week, you guys. I hope this was helpful. If you want to check out Empower Sales Academy, definitely head to the link in my show notes. It's actually going to be opening next month for a bit of a special period. So if you have been wanting to get inside, now would be a good time to hop onto that. You can send me a DM and I'll like let you know what the details are. And then also this week or early next week, I'm going to be opening the doors to five-figure DMs. And five-figure DMs is my program where I teach you the strategy and the energy of selling in the DMs, selling high ticket packages, selling, well, really anything without the need for sales calls, and how I've really not done a sales call in 3 years. And I sell packages anywhere from like on the high end level from $3,000 to $20,000. And there is a strategy and a frequency for this. And if you want to be learning this, then five-figure DMs is 100% the program to get into. There will be a pre-sale. So if you're listening to this, definitely jump into that and check out the link in the show notes and all the things and in my stories. And otherwise, I will see you back on the podcast next week. Bye.